Hello and welcome to MLW Confusion. I'm your host, Rob Cameron, bringing you all that you may or may not need to know about Major League Wrestling and its television programming. This week we have MLW Fusion 178, Opera Cup Finals, but first, the news. It has been reported in the latest of the MLW-WWE lawsuit that WWE has offered a rebuttal for the list of charges MLW is alleging against him in the antitrust suit. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time with this because it's literally like, no, we didn't. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. No, we didn't. Except for one item that was a touch on the interesting side, where Stephanie McMahon was acknowledged to having a conversation slash meeting with the president of TBTV. They haven't disclosed what the nature of this meeting is, but allegedly MLW was not discussed, which of course they're going to say that. But that part is, yeah, throws a little bit of fuel upon the fire, but I don't know if anything will come onto it. But as I said, otherwise, like, the rest of the statement rebuttal was not terribly interesting. So we're not spending much time on that. We are just going to go ahead and move on to a Fury Road news. Of course, Fury Road is September 3rd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 2300 Arena, 6 p.m. bell time, live on Fight Plus if you can't be there in person. Two matches announced prior to this week's Fusion event, the first of which is number one draft pick Kevin Blackwood will make his debut. He will be part of a triple threat match with brand spanking new IWTV heavyweight champion Alec Price and the Silver Assassin, or Silver Sniper, I'm drunk already, TJ Crawford. Crawford, kind of a off and on mainstay of MLW the last couple of years or so. Interesting matchup. And for a guy that's the number one draft pick, do we really want to show him off in a triple threat match as part of his debut? I mean, yeah, we got some decent guys in it. And don't get wrong, when I say this, it's going to be a great match. All three guys can bring it. But is this how you really want to feature your number one draft pick? Personally, no, that's not how I would feature my number one draft pick. But, you know, that's why I've repeatedly called the MLW draft a sham. Meanwhile, it has been announced that Tiara James will be in action. She'll be taking on Zeta Steele. She is making her debut for MLW. She's been round about the Mid-Atlantic circuit, but has traveled out my way, out in the middle of Illinois, too. So she's one of the bright up-and-comers of women's wrestling. Of course, she is taking on MLW's first female draft pick in Tiara James. So that will be rounding out the MLW Fusion taping as part of the Fury Road event this week. Also announced for the overall card in general, both Fury Road and the Fusion tapings surrounding it, World Heavyweight Championship match. Alex Kane takes on Willie Mack. Kiss My Foot, Matt Cardona with Mr. Saint Laurent. He'll be taking on the Second Gear Crew's Mance Warner. Winner receives a shot at the MLW Featherweight Championship, Maki Ito versus Becca, in a match I cannot stand harder enough about. We also have the mystery guest with Sessions by Saint Laurent, and Hot Sauce Tracy Williams taking on Ichiban. Also, as part of the Fusion tapings, we get Akira versus Jimmy Lloyd in a street fight. The now announced Tiara James versus Zeta Steele and Kevin Blackwood versus Alec Price versus TJ Crawford. And Love, Doug, takes on Little Guido. And of course, we have a list of people otherwise going to appear, such as the rest of the Beaumaye Fight Club, Jacob Fatu, The Calling, The One Called Manders, Snitsky, Matt Stryker, Joe Dombrowski, MSL, who we've already announced, plus much, much more. All right, let's get into it. It is Fusion 178 Opera Cup Finals. We start the show off with a highlight package of the Opera Cup, kind of giving over the history of the Opera Cup, in addition to putting over tonight's competitors and the route that they took in the tournament to get here. Of course, by tournament, I mean each competitor won one match. It is a single, well, two-round tournament, semifinal, final, that is it. David Boy Smith Jr. will be taking on Hot Sauce Tracy Williams in our main event tonight. We get our intro, and as we come out of it, Jacob Fatu is already on his way to the ring. He will be battling Ricky Shane Page, followed by The Calling for the National Openweight Championship. Ricky Shane Page grabs a spike and just wanders aimlessly around the ring, and Jacob Fatu just hits a suicide dive and starts brawling outside the ring as the bell rings. Already setting forth the precedent that this match is going to be very relaxed rules. FYI, it's not labeled as such, but it is. Inside the ring, we get a somersault senton for two, double jump Arabian moonsault, which was freaking amazing for a guy that size, by Jacob Fatu. However, Ricky Shane Page hits a flash crossbody for two, commercial break number one, a chair is reintroduced, and Fatu gets body slammed on the chair. Ricky Shane Page stabs the feet and cheek of Fatu with his spike and then starts biting away the foot, getting a "you sick fuck" chant by the crowd. Raven style drop toe hold onto a chair wakes up Fatu, because you can't just ram a Samoan's head like into random objects and not have them wake up. Get a suicide dive followed by a diving cross body for two by Fatu. Somewhere in the process of all this stuff, Ricky Shane Page decides to gig himself on screen while Fatu gets more chairs to toss into the ring. RSP locks chairs together in an interesting fashion, like a little X. And of course, he who smelt it dealt it, and he gets alley-oosed. Pop-up Samoan drop onto it, and that looked nasty as all get out. Like, there is no way that could have been comfortable, but he did it, because that's what you do when you're hardcore, man. He's hardcore. Fatu goes outside, glares at Raven, but just otherwise ignores him to get a table. However, Ricky Shane Page is going to hit Fatu through the table for a two count, because of course, once again, he who smelt it dealt it. We start brawling wildly outside the ring. The ref decides to be biased and go physically interject himself instead of doing his gosh darn job and initiating a 10 count. Gets pushed several times. The final time gets him knocked down, and the ref, being the dumbass that he is, decided that is where we are going to draw the line, and gets this match disqualified. So, I think it's a no contest. They didn't really announce a winner. But yeah, like, weapons are fine. Blood is fine. Touch the referee. That's enough. We are done with this. The match, honestly, outside of some of the creative spots and the kind of somewhat amazement of guys the size that they are doing some of the flippy flops, really, the match didn't really get out of first gear. It kind of was a slog until they started brawling outside the ring at the end and the ref ended it. So once again, ref shows his bias about decent wrestling and ends the match prematurely. But yeah, like, I did think that match was kind of a slog to get through up until the wild brawl outside of the ring. Anywho, gonna move on there. We get an interview by Sam Letourneau. She is with Tracy Williams. He talks about understanding professional wrestling, and it's how it's really rare for professional wrestlers to understand professional wrestling. But someone who understands professional wrestling is Davey Boy Smith Jr., the man he will defeat tonight for the Opera Cup. We get the fancy worldwide little animated segment promo, but whatever worlds are colliding, we're gonna find out next week. Following this, we get a Fury Road Control Center. We run down the card as I did earlier, so I'm not gonna bore you with those details. However, it is announced that due to the events of tonight's match for the National Openweight Championship, it is now going to be Ricky Shane Page versus Jacob Fatu at Fury Road in a Weapons of Mass Destruction match. If you guys aren't familiar with this, it's kind of a wild brawl type match. Last time it happened, it was Jacob Fatu versus Mads Kruger in a match that ended up writing Kruger out of the company, blowing his face clean off his head, had to get reconstructive surgery, a new mask, and call himself cruel because of it all. We also cut to Matt Cardona. He's in a pool. Whatever he's doing to Mance Warner, it's just business. There's no heat there. Nothing special. He is not just a free agent. He is the agent, and he is there for money and gold, baby. We also have a special announcement next week. Stealing a page out of AEW's branding and just special announcement next week. No further context. All right, let's take a brief pause for the cause, get ourselves an energy drink, speculate what next week's special announcement is. Whatever, it doesn't matter. The important thing is, I'll see you one momento. If you're like me, sometimes you need a pick-me-up to get you through the day. I drink Raise Energy for that pickup. Raise comes in a bunch of different flavors, and more recently, Italian Ice, which is great, by the way. And it contains no sugar, so there's no crash after you drink it. And really, like, best of all, if you go through me and go to wetrepsports.com, use my code CASS, you get 15% off your order. So also, be like CASS, drink Raise Energy. All right, we are back. We are going to get some featherweight action as Paris Vandale mocks her way to the ring. She will be taking on the MLW featherweight champion, Delmi Exo. Delmi is currently backstage with Sam Laterna. When Becca interrupts, Delmi doesn't take any of this and actually holds her own on the mic, which is impressive. Basically telling Becca that Delmi is the one who is setting the tone for the featherweights. And so if Becca wants a shot at the belt, she needs to start wrestling some matches instead of just running around having temper tantrums. So strong words. They call Delmi to the ring. We're going to have that match with Paris Vandale in the meanwhile. Paris tries to kind of bully her way into some offense, but Delmi's not having any of it and pushes Vandale into the corner and some rapid fire chops. Paige comes back with Paris. I wrote Paige for some odd reason. I don't know. Paige Vandale sounds better. Rolls off the tongue better. What do I know? I don't know. Probably still drunk from earlier. Anyway, Paris hits a regal cutter for two. This little batch of offense doesn't last long as we get a Delmi driver to end things. One, two, three. And still, your MLW featherweight champion, Delmi Exo. Foregone conclusion, right? Like, not many of us know what a Paris Vandale is. Obviously, I've already gotten drunk and have butchered her name, even though she is a fixture on the East Coast and has had some matches in AEW under her belt. Match was serviceable. Showed Delmi a little bit of edge, especially with those machine gun chops in the corner. But I kind of felt that Paris was a bit sloppy and it brought down the match a little bit, but like regardless, it was a nice quick match, showcased what Delmi can do as she goes off to Germany. Actually, she's there right now, training and getting ready for a couple of WXW Women's Championship defenses out in Europe. But back in America, there's still Becca, and Becca has a guitar, which she blasted over Delmi's back on the rampway. Setting up even further a potential feud between the two of them. We get the DeLorean promo video once again, reminding you that the destination time has been set to September 3rd, which happens to be Fury Road. We come back and we get kind of a brief updates and just random bits of news. Is reported that Delmi hurt her neck from that guitar shot by Becca. And we're also putting over the fact that Alex Kane might have a glass jaw because Willie Mack knocked him the F out backstage last month. From here, we get an Alex Kane promo. Willie Mack is the grimace of professional wrestling. That he's sloppy, doesn't deserve to be in the ring. Alex Kane needs a tune-up. I'm actually kind of sure this promo had already aired because Mr. Thomas talks about an exhibition match in Mexico. And they had one of those. It was against Delirious. So, I don't know. Deja vu all over again, baby. Oh, but anyway, we're going to move on from that because it is time. It is time, ladies and gentlemen, for our main event of the evening. Tracy Williams, Hot Sauce, takes on Davey Boy Smith Jr., rocking his dad's 2000 attire, hanging out with Mr. Saint Laurent. This is your Opera Cup final, ladies and gentlemen. Davey Boy Smith Jr. tries to overpower Tracy as the bell rings, but Tracy out-wrestles him. Davey Boy powders outside, and Tracy hits a double axe handle off the ring apron, but that doesn't amount to anything because DBS hits a suplex on the arena floor. Commercial break number 4, and Davey Boy is in charge until he tries to get into the ring when Tracy hits a chop block in the ropes, taking Davey Boy down, really working over the leg. However, Davey Boy Smith comes back with an enziguri. We have a big spirit battle that ends with a teardrop suplex by Tracy Williams. Follows it up with a Brad Armstrong-esque Russian leg sweep into a modified octopus stretch. Davey Boy will not tap out, so Sauce goes for a pin instead. Only gets a 2 count off that. DBS hits a suplex of his own, followed by a guillotine leg drop. Only gets 2 for that. Running power slam. However, he re-injures his knee in the process, because of that, he can only get a 2 count off of that. Sauce locks in an ankle lock, but Davey Boy gets to the ropes. Sit-out powerbomb gets 2. Question mark? The ref hit 3, and it didn't look like Sauce got his arm up at all, so I don't know if they just blew the spot or what, but the ref's like, nope, waves it off, and Davey Boy Smith just goes right into the crossface, and Sauce has no choice but to tap out. Your winner, and new, again, Opera Cup holder, Davey Boy Smith Jr. And as he celebrates, we get an announcement of next week's special announcement and announcing a 5-person scramble match, which will see the formal debut of Love Doug and the big bad kaiju, O'Shea Edwards. So I'm looking forward to that. We come back ringside. Sam Laterna is with Mr. Saint Laurent and Davey Boy Smith. Saint Laurent takes the microphone, calls Philly a shithole, calls all the women ugly, even says, like, Sam is a 6 in New York, but she's a 10 in Philly. Davey Boy gets the mic, and he does some cheap heat, but ends things with him noting that he will be the future MLW World Heavyweight Champion. And that is how we are going to end that show, ladies and gentlemen. The main event was good. If you like the chain wrestling stuff, told a solid story. Just try to ignore that they blew the ending on that spot with the powerbomb. But otherwise, it was serviceable in its own right. As I said, opening contest was kind of a slog to get through outside of just like the big spots of big guys doing flips. The Featherweight Championship match, despite being an excellent, a good showcase for Delmi, I didn't feel like Paige. Again, I did it again, and I'm going to apologize profusely for that because I hate getting people's names wrong unless I blatantly do a Chris Jericho and do it on purpose. But I don't know, Paris wasn't doing it for me. I think she was a step off her game tonight, which it happens. It happens to the best of folk. But otherwise, again, it did kind of show what Delmi can do. Did get some progression in between with segments, some more match announcements and plugs for Fury Road that were pretty solid. Plus whatever's going to happen next week with the special announcement. It's a step up from last week. Still wouldn't call this like a great can't miss show. Like, it was solid enough, isn't gonna hurt anything, pretty innocuous, but isn't gonna set the world on fire. And you know what, let's face it, the world's on fire enough. Sometimes we just gotta let things rest. And speaking of rest, it is time for me to go get some rest myself. So thank you all for listening to me ramble for the last 20 minutes or so. Appreciate it. Stay tuned for the best ways you can help support this here podcast. Check out with the boys over at the Urban Wrestling Network, youtube.com/UrbanWrestleNW. Bodie is breaking things down real like occasionally. I get to pop in as a talking head, and that's a lot of fun too. So check those guys out. They do good work over there. And in the meanwhile, I'll catch y'all next week. MLW Confusion is a weekly podcast that is written and performed by Rob Kammer and hosted by Spotify for Podcasters. MLW Confusion is part of the Urban Wrestling Network. You can check out the Underground Rundown on YouTube at Urban Wrestling NW. The background music for this section is Ruined My Day, performed by Alan Schroeder. If you enjoyed this podcast and like to support, please like, subscribe, and tell your friends, family, and enemies. Leaving a review is also helpful, because word-of-mouth advertisement is very important for small podcasts. My social media links can be found in the descriptor below, but the Twitter and Instagram are at the Nova of Cass. That's THENOVAOFCASS, and MLW Confusion can be found on Facebook at MLW Confusion, all one word. If you'd like to support monetarily and help upgrade my equipment, please check out my virtual tip jar at ko-fi.com/Casanova. That's CASSONOVA. If you prefer more bang for your buck, go to patreon.com/Casanova. For as little as $1, Patreon backers get access to the podcast early and without those pesky ads, plus other exclusive content. So join the crew that is headed up by Keith Wynn and Alan Schroeder and check it out. You can also find t-shirts, coffee mugs, and other merchandise at the Confusion Podcast store on Teespring. You can find that link below as well. For all business inquiries such as ads, sponsorship, and other voiceover work, please email at rzcammer@comcast.net. Kammer is spelled K-A-M-E-R-E-R. Thank you all for listening.